As our thoughts turn to Thanksgiving and Christmas, we have family, shopping, travel, and, yep, of course, food. Now, while the meal you're thinking about includes an abundance of special treats, there are many families throughout New Jersey who can't even be sure that they'll have a meal with the most basic of food items tomorrow. Hunger and food insecurity have impacted families around the nation. New Jersey is no exception to that. That's why your participation in events like what my first guest is here to talk about is a vital yet very easy way for you to help these families know that they will have a nutritious meal tomorrow and the days after. Here are the details about Stuff the Bus 2015, which is wrapping up today. So it's your last chance to help the cause and show your support. And it also goes to support the food pantries of Sussex County. She's the director of the Sussex County Division of Social Services, Carol Nauber. Good morning, Carol.
Good morning, Chris. Thank you so much for having me on. And I am just, I love Stuff the Bus time.
I'm gathering that. And it's going to be at Weiss Markets in Newton as well as Franklin today from 8 until 5. It started this past Friday. It was a great turnout yesterday, but there's always room for more. And what's going to happen is once the food pantries get stuffed, the supply does go out fast. So as much as possible, it can be donated today because, again, it is your last chance. And you've probably been hearing about this over our two affiliates, WNNJ and WSUS, over the last couple of days. And you're thinking, yep, I should. Well, today you have to. So there's no more shooting anymore. Today's the have day. And, Carol, talk about what are the food donation needs as far as for Stuff the Bus today.
Well, thanks, Chris. You know, one of the things that I think about is the fact that it is so easy to pick up a can or a box in the grocery store. And just that can or the box, if it donates to us, it's on somebody's table. And what could be better than that? The things that we're looking for are peanut butter and jelly, cereal, macaroni and cheese, tuna or chicken in a can, meals in a can, soup, spaghetti sauce, spaghetti, mashed potatoes, veggie, crackers, anything that you would like to eat yourself. Anything you would serve on your table is something that someone else would like. And these are non-perishable foods that we take, except we will take turkeys and hams.
And there's really, when you think of that food list that Carol just gave for you, and think about, well, you know, say Sunday, go grab one of the supplements from the newspaper and see what the stores have to offer. You can find canned goods for two for a dollar in most cases. So you certainly have an extra dollar. And I know a lot of people go shopping today, too, and they might even be going over to Weiss Market. So there's a, as they like to say in the supermarket business, a twofer. You can do your shopping, a couple of extra items for a couple of extra bucks. And at Weiss Markets in Newton and Franklin today from 8 until 5, you can help Stuff the Bus. I mean, we can't make this any easier for people, can we?
I mean, I think it's a great thing because every single can or every single box of mac and cheese, for example, that's donated goes to someone. And, you know, Chris, you've known us in the past. We've been down to that last can of tuna. So every donation that we get, we just are so thrilled by it, so happy for it. And it's such a wonderful day. We're going to see friends that we see every year at Stuff the Bus, and I'm looking forward to seeing them today.
Got some stats here as far as what's called food insecurity. That basically means not having a positive idea how much or even if the family will be able to buy any food. And a couple of the numbers from 2014 to 2015, the food insecurity rate in New Jersey went from 13% to 16.4%, which given the economic times that we're in, that probably doesn't come as a surprise. And when you look at it, it's not necessarily poverty-stricken people. There are a lot of people with both parents working, and because of rent and now this time of year with the cold weather, energy costs, it's a matter of deciding, well, do we try to negotiate with the bank to let them keep our home and skip a mortgage payment, or do we put food on the table?
You're exactly right. It's just harder and harder for everyone to make ends meet, and we all know going to the grocery store, the cost of food has gone up tremendously in the last few years. And so many, many folks who are working sometimes two and three jobs are just having trouble making those ends come together. And it's food that they have to give up. They have to make that decision. Do we eat? Do we have electricity? What do we do? And so more and more more and more of our residents are focusing on using the food pantries, which that's exactly what they're there for, and getting some help that way, which is very, very important. You know, in addition, the food pantry has started some other programs with children who are in the same boat. You know, it's hard to think of a child that's hungry. But during the school year, we've started helping two school districts by providing bags of food for the weekend for children who are on free or reduced school lunches. And that program, our teachers were reporting those children were going to school hungry on a Monday morning. So we're very pleased that we would do that. And, of course, food being donated at Stuff the Bus is going to be used in addition to who we feed normally to help feed these children.
Oh, Carol Navarrete, who is the director of Sussex County Division of Social Services, about the 2015 edition of Stuff the Bus. It started Friday. Today is the final day from 8 until 5 p.m., 8 in the morning until 5 in the afternoon at the Weiss Markets in Newton as well as in Franklin. Non-perishable food items are certainly welcome in abundance, as much as you possibly can. And like I said before, with the price of some of the things, like a can of soup, you see them on sale often for, depending on what the make, 75 cents to a buck and a half. You can get those packages of mashed potatoes for a buck. The rice side dishes, there's a lot of nutritious food that is very economical and can make a big difference for the families who are the recipients of the county food pantry. You can learn more about that at sussex.nj.us, and you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Regarding the food pantry, Carol, as far as the demand, truthfully, does Stuff the Bus cover things for the year, or is the need ongoing because the demand is ongoing?
The need is always ongoing. Stuff the Bus is wonderful. We could not exist in the food pantry without Stuff the Bus, but by February, we are through most of the food from Stuff the Bus. So we really need donations all year long, and especially over the summer when children are home. When they're at school, they normally would get a free or reduced meals at school, and when they're home for the summer, there's more of a need for food during that time for the kids. But you know what, Chris? This community is so generous, and they are so wonderful. Every year they come out and give, and I just have to thank you, Chris, and thank the community for that.
Food pantry, the county food pantry, by the way, is at the Sussex County Social Service offices. That's 83 Spring Street in Newton. And the doors open from 8:30 in the morning till 4:30 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. For someone who has never had to turn to a food pantry, and right now I'm talking to anyone listening through our affiliates throughout the state, and there are programs similar to this where you are living. So by all means, please look for them and try to help them and assist them in any way that you possibly can everywhere that you are listening in the state as well as on the stream. People have an anxiety when it comes time to, okay, I'm to the point now where I have this need, which I've never had before for my family, and human nature being what it is, they'll hesitate or even refuse to give in to that need and try to go without. Talk to that person right now to help them overcome that anxiety that they're feeling.
Well, as you said, we're open 8:30 to 4:30. What we do for folks is all you have to walk in the door, walk up to a window, say that you're hungry, and sign your name so that we can prove that we've actually given bags out, and then we can give you food. That's, you know, you don't have to bring in any kinds of documentation. You don't have to fill out a form. All you have to do is say, I need some food. And this is really neighbor helping neighbor here. And, you know, when a person's in a crunch, they should take the help from their neighbor. And then when they get out of that crunch period, it's their turn to help the neighbor.
I kind of think, too, when someone goes to the food pantry that first time, that helps them overcome the incorrect feeling that they're alone in this. They see other people receiving the help and the care and the goodwill and the benefits that Stuff the Bus today is going to provide. And that, I think that provides a little bit of comfort saying, okay, I'm not in this alone, and there are people around where I am that want to help me.
Well, that's right. And, you know, we have a number of pantry donors who now, because of the economy and because they're having trouble meeting all of their needs at home, they have turned to the food pantry. So it really is for everyone.
Such are the times that we are in, and that's why the time is now for you to help out the Sussex County Food Pantry at Stuff the Bus 2015, taking place the final day today at Weiss Markets. That's at 121 Water Street in Newton, as well as on Route 23 in Franklin from 8 o'clock this morning, just after we're done here, until 5 p.m. today. Just look for the county buses that you see every weekday traveling through the county. Those are the buses that are getting stuffed. And do everything you can because, well, you'll be at Weiss Market. So you go in, do your shopping, a few extra items in the cart, come on out and just help the cause and just rest in the fact that knowing that you are making a difference in the lives of families and helping calm what could be a tumultuous situation in homes where, especially this time of year, is just something you don't want to allow happen. If you could do something to prevent that, then by all means, I hope that you want to be a part of Stuff the Bus 2015 at Weiss Markets in Newton and Franklin today. Final day from 8 a.m. until 5 p.m. Learn more at sussex.nj.us. We've been joined this morning by the director of the Sussex County Division of Social Services, Carol Novert. Carol, continued success with the work that you do, the work that never ends, but your efforts and the care of so many people, including yourself, that never ends either. So it is a job that will be well done. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, and I do hope to see everybody out at Wise. I will be out at Wise Newton all day, so I'm hoping I can say hello to you.